time whistle. It is all over. Mayo were through to the All-Ireland semi-final, but victory here against Donegal. They have won by 114-110. It was a gallant effort in the second half from Donegal, but that gap of 6 points was just too much, Martin McHugh.
Yeah, it was, but I think, though, in fairness, a good second half. You know, we look at it, the goal was a big score between the teams, and it was going for a point and ended up in the back of the net. But in saying that, it's the way it is. And look, we depended on, we talked about it before, on Michael Murphy and Ryan McHugh carrying it, and, you know, Paddy Gorkin had a very good game with Ryan McHugh, that he kicked 3 points in play. You know, that made a big difference. That stopped one of Donegal's big calls. Murphy came into the game maybe after Lee Keegan went off and everything else, but I thought Donegal tried really, really hard, certainly the conditions and everything else. You know, I thought the referee suited the way Mayo played with that physical power and everything else. And I'd be happy enough with it. Now, it's hard to say that, but I'd be happy enough with the performance of some of the young players coming through, can build for next year, maybe get ready to play at the level that we need to play at that level next year. You know, from Mayo's point of view, their first half performance was good. You know, they go to Croke Park next week, probably end up playing the Dubs in Croke Park. Their point of view, you know, it is still, they're going to need more. Andy Moran was the big player again. He beat Meath when he came off the bench. He made a big, big difference today when he came off the bench. He caused problems. It just shows you that quality of forward inside, that ability to make space inside. It's hard to get that type of player. Yeah. They have it, you know. But look, we really tried hard, and in fairness to them, to Donegal, you know, I'd have to give them credit, Donegal, the way they played. And I'm happy, you know, I thought Steve McMenamin had really come of age this year. Sean Patton, you know, maybe no one's better days today, but he's a very good goalkeeper, brilliant kickouts. You know, Darrow O'Beale again today, Oren McFadden Ferry. We talked about Niall O'Donnell came of age today, which is very, you know, it's good. Them players, you know, when we, you know, that's what's good. Look at, we depended on Jamie Brennan early on to carry us, you know, and then maybe Jamie went out of it. But, you know, we can't depend on two or three players. We need more players to carry it, and that will make a difference today, you know. And hopefully, you know, there's players that are not there today that will be back next year, Oisín, and that will make a difference to build on it. It's been a good year. I'd be happy with it. You know, we're in Division 1, we won Ulster, and I think from the other point of view is that, you know, looking forward to next year, Mayo are probably more seasoned, more ready to play Dublin. It's a big year for Mayo. They wanted this more. I talked about it before in this one big game. They'll class that as a big game. I wasn't that impressed with Mayo today. Now, I have to say, I said at half time Donegal had won it, and Donegal could have won that match in the second half. You know, the goal was a massive score for Mayo. I think if they didn't get it, they wouldn't have won the game.
Yeah, I suppose, Brendan, the fact that it was here in Castlebar in McHale Park, that maybe were Mayo that wee bit more up for the game and more energised, knowing that they had their home support here, and what the card was at the end, and it was that opening half that proved to be the worth of the victory.
Yeah, and you know, you have to give great credit to Mayo. They brought a great intensity to the game early on. They definitely got a couple of their matchups right. Like, you know, we didn't see much of Michael Murphy in the first half. We didn't see much of Ryan McHugh in the first half, and they're the players that Donegal have been reliant on to get them to this stage, so they are. And Mayo just dominated probably in every sector of the field in the first half. And to be fair to Donegal, they did come out strong. But as I mentioned, when you're chasing down a 6-point lead, which Donegal did very well and made great inroads into it, you're expending all that energy. And against a team like Mayo that can introduce subs like Andy Moore, Kevin McLaughlin, these type of players, they are good enough, and they will hurt you then when they do catch you on the break. You're not going to dominate a team like that when you're coming back for 35 minutes of a second half. Mayo used all their experience and all their cuteness in the second half. They broke the game down to make sure that Donegal didn't get any kind of run or momentum going. And, you know, they came out, and I think Mayo, I have to say, deserved the win on the day. That said, you look at Donegal, kicked 8 second half wides along with the 4 wides they had, and that's a big wide tally. 12 wides in any game of football is a big wide tally, and they also dropped 3 short into the keeper's hands, and they had other chances, so the opportunities were there. And but unfortunately, it wasn't to be the day that, you know, they were kicking them all and they were firing on all cylinders, and not enough of the Donegal players played at the level you need to play at this stage of the championship to get them over the line.
So, Brendan, Donegal's championship comes to an end at the end of the Super 8 series. They have missed out on, for the second year in a row, going to the semi-finals. Has Donegal made any inroads then in improving on last year?
I think they have indeed, Jeff. From the point of view, you know, that a lot of new players have been introduced. We've seen Daryl Boyle come onto the stage today, play really well. Niall O'Donnell is coming of age. I thought he was superb at number 11 and probably best Donegal's best player today. Steve McMenamin has been fantastic the whole way through the championship, and Oran McFadden Ferry. So we've brought in some fresh faces, particularly in that fence, and that's the area that we're going to need. Now, that said, there was also a bit of naivety in some of our defending at stages tonight. We were lunging in at balls. We, you know, against an experienced team like Mayo, they're going to hurt you. They're going to know how to win frees in them positions, and that's just the way the game is, kind of thing. But listen, it has been positive for Donegal in a lot of respects, but I suppose there's going to be big disappointment in that Donegal dressing room, because they're at the same stage as last year, and you always want to go one better. They said last year that they were looking to go, and they'd make no hide no fact about it, that they were trying to go to get to a semi-final at the least this year. It didn't happen for them because they were beaten by a team with more experience and more cuteness on the day, deservedly.
Yeah. Mark, I think yeah. Oisin Gallon's a player we have to mention. Now, it didn't go well from the day, but this is the first time he's come up against that intensity. I know, I talked to my own man Ryan, and he was just saying, and you coming down here today, Mayo, like, even when they're going past you, they hit you. Yeah. They hit you to hurt you. And particularly when you're late, and then, you know, like Oisin Gallon, he realised the day, you know, you have to, you know, where he's to move on to another level, because, you know, you not come up against a Mayo every day in Castlebar, but they are physical and they play on the edge all the time, and that's the way, but they're very physical and the conditions suited them, and they're being, but you know, Oisin Gallon, Owen McGettigan came on today as well as sub, you know, so we look at these players, like I saw the likes of, you know, we see Oran McNeillis playing for Gidor. Wouldn't it be great if we could get him back? You know, you need everybody you have. Michael Carr played in Townie last Sunday, was brilliant. Kian Mulligan, we know what he's like, you know, we know these players, what the quality they have. There are other players. If we could get a whole squad of players together next year in Donegal, yeah. Everybody available to us.
Kieran Gillespie, another one.
Kieran Gillespie will be back, another player. They're all Gidor men we're mentioning here, but get everybody available and back, and then you consider that Neil McGee didn't play the day. Paddy McGrath was having a good game, went off. Jason McGee went off very early on injured, and Owen Van Gallagher. So we have the quality there, but you know, say today you need it when Michael Murphy and Ryan McHugh, you know, helped to get you there. You know, they were targeted today. It's understandable that's going to happen, but we need other players to come to them. I think these players with another year and getting the other players, because if you've the Oran McNeillis is there, you know, they have to be marked. There's another player to be marked, and you know, Paddy Durkin is the same. Does he mark Ray McHugh? Does he mark Oran McNeillis? Yeah. Or Lee Keegan pick up Michael Murphy? You know what I'm saying? The more players we have on the field, the better. But listen, it's been a good year, in my opinion. We took through a lot of good players, and you know, we lost probably one of our big players in during the year, Owen Van Gellert. So I think it's been good. You know, the whole year has been good. It'll be a disappointing finish. We'd be very disappointed. You want to go that step further next year, but it's been good. We've taken players through. Let's look forward to the league next year to, you know, and try. We could just get the full squad of players together. Frank McGlynn didn't play today at all, yeah. Which is interesting, you know, didn't play at all, you know. But
that's the other side of it now, guys, as well, that you've got the likes of Frank McGlynn, who's given huge service to Donegal. Is there another year in the likes of Frank?
Well, there's only somebody can tell that. I mean, nobody's going to tell Frank to go. I'd say it'll be up to himself. And Neil McGee as well, you know, he's picked up that injury and he's, you know, struggling. But hopefully, you know, you want that experience as well if you have it. But anyway, them decisions will be made by you know, by whoever, by talking themselves, the players themselves in that situation, you know. And it is, you know, is there, but we have the good, you know, as I said, these young players come on, you know. I think Steve McMenamin is a replica of Neil McGee, but he was that age. He's a tough bit of stuff. He just needs to improve a wee bit in his ball because he can, he deliver, he has got what pride and everything else is about. And you know it's brilliant to see him and brilliant to see the performance. So he's going to become, you know if Neil McGee's not there or Neil McGee's injured, he's going to become that full back, you know. Darrow Beale has come of age the last two games, the two big games. Oran McFadden Ferry, you know, the marking job. Now Andy Moran, that's a good experience for him today. Now he ended up going back in there, and Andy Moran and Keelan Ward struggled a bit when he went on him. I think he ended up going back in there on him and on Andy Moran. But look, at we don't always have a Paddy McGrath there to mark all the time. But Oran McFadden, you know, that's a good experience. You have to learn that, and the league will take you on better again. Look at, I would say, right, today wasn't our day. We're, you know, the Meath game we'll forget about. The Kerry game is where we're at. You know, we showed against Kerry we do. Kerry could still win this All-Ireland and go very close, you know, yet and won their line. So Kerry's where we're at. Take it that. A dry ball, a dry day, we showed against a team that wanted to play football against you and played football against you. You know, we still do struggle. Look at it. I played inter-county football. I struggled, we struggled in our time playing against, you know, the Monans at him were like the Mayos, were a very physical team, but we found it very hard to play. Donegal have always struggled against physical teams because of the fact of you know, the way Donegal play their football and the way Mayo play their football. Other teams like Kerry can mix it with Mayo. We struggle with it. You know, in 2012, you know, in the All-Ireland final, only for we hit them early, them two goals. It was anybody's game. We hit them goal. Now they got the goal here today. So look at, looking forward to seeing what they're like next Sunday in Croke Park. I think it's better for Mayo to go forward to meet Dublin and Donegal. I know Donegal people say, no, let's give us a chance at them. I think maybe we're not ready for that, and it'll be end up being a good enough year, I think, yeah, for us. Can Mayo beat Dublin? That's the big question.
Listen, finally, just we're here now, we're watching the Mayo supporters, the Donegal supporters leave at McHale Park in Castlebar, and there'll be huge disappointment, Brendan, in this Donegal changing room. Following this defeat, knowing that they came so close again to making it through to an All-Ireland semi-final. But all these young men's focus is going to change now in the next couple of weeks. They're all teammates out there, but now they're going to become warriors in opposition, because the club championship is going to be the next thing for them.
Yeah, that's the nature of it. You know, the club champs will be thrown in now in a couple of weeks' time, and they'll be all going back to their clubs. You know, they'll hang out together for a day or two and have a couple of days, well-deserved yeah. days together, so they will, you know. But listen, again, the big thing is to take the learnings out of this year. There were learnings out there today. There were learnings throughout the year. The team is progressing nicely. We have a lot of good, very good, Martin mentioned a lot of them there, a lot of really good talented footballers in the county. It's about getting them all together to put their shoulder to the wheel to try and drive this on. They have to learn to deal with that physicality that the Mayos, the Tyrones, the Dublins, that they bring, Kerry, bring to it all the time. And I think, you know, over time, with the proper structures put in place, they'll do that. But listen, they go back, they play for the clubs, they'll be knocking seven lumps out of each other, so they will within a couple of weeks, and that's just the nature of it, yeah. And that's, you know. So
I think, Brendan, there's one other, Nashin, one other very yeah. important thing. We keep Stephen Rutherford. I think that's yeah. very important, you know, from the point. I know he's going to be tipped for other jobs, he's different jobs and everything else. I think it's important that we keep him, because I think he's really helped the players and helped the county. He's been a, you know, good experience, and taking somebody in from outside Ulster, somebody who's in there, I think he's been a big help. Now, today, he probably carried a lot of pressure into this game as well as everybody else, I mean, the whole thing, but I think that's put a bed now. But I think it's important we keep that management team in place and, you know, move on, and let's look forward to next year. And I think the future is bright, because we have an earth young fellas, and even, you know, with injuries and everything else, we have an earth young fellas. So I'd be happy enough with the year so far, and I think maybe Dublin will tell the tale.
Okay. Gentlemen, Brendan Kilcoyne, Mark McHugh, many thanks for joining us once again in our commentary position to follow Donegal in the championship. We also have to thank Martin Gallen and all the staff at Galloway at Clattybridge and Castlefin for their continued support through the championship campaign as well. But unfortunately, we're sitting here in Castlebar, the floodlights are on, and it's Mayo's day. Mayo progressed to the All-Ireland semi-final. They pulled out the big performance on the big day on their home pitch. Donegal, they put in a gallant effort, and they tried really hard, coming from 6 points down at half-time, and they got it to within a point or two, but they just couldn't get close enough to get that draw, which would have sent them through to the semi-finals of the All-Ireland competition.